Boys, hold on. Lockie Wills is joining us on the line with Darren Hinch. Lockie, what's happening, buddy?
Eddie, Darren has just got out, and you can hear the reaction, the loving embrace. Darren just hugging loved ones. There are tears in the eyes here. Cameras, police are surrounding. A magical moment.
Oh, Lockie, we can hear the noise in the background.
Darren Hinch, this is where we're Eddie McGuire.
Mr. McGuire.
Darren,
listen, I know you always try to jump the queue, but it's very nice to talk to you. I'll call you in 10. Bye-bye.
Good on you, buddy. Well, Darren, there's the first words to us. He gave us the brush. That's it.
he's going to Mike Willisley, I reckon. He's on some kind of retainer.
Darren's doing his own exclusive there. He's going to interview himself.
Now, Lockie, just tell us what's going on.
Here we go. Here's Darren.
It's a bit strange. It was sort of a bit of a process on the first day in, I guess. I thought the courts and the system has chopped and hacked everybody so much, I might as well do a bit of personal vandalism myself. But look, it's good to be out. I was very naive. I talked about, you know, if they locked me up in solitary confinement for the whole time, it doesn't matter. But I did 2 weeks in maximum security, 23-hour-day lockdown, on the same floor in the same jail as some of the worst rapists and killers in this country. And that took its toll. My memory of that is that in the 40-degree heat in Melbourne, with no refrigeration in your tiny cell and no watch or anything, your milk turns into yogurt in about 4 hours. Anyway, I'm out. It's made me believe that the cause is better than it's bigger than it ever was. I mean, back there, 93% of the guys I've just left were sex offenders. And I got to tell you, I reckon that I live better than a lot of pensioners live. We probably ate more meat in a week than pensioners would eat in a month. Now, I know we've got to have rehabilitation, and it's right, and some of the guys there are doing it properly and should be let out in time because they have to come back in the community. But these guys in there will come out, and I know what they look like. You won't know. That's why I think this petition has to be, a national petition for a national register has to be done. It's so important. I mean, my worst night, actually, was last night when I was standing about 2 feet away from the hot chocolate rapist. Now, this man has just been moved into here. He drugged and raped and videoed umpteen young women. And he's still got 2 years to go on his sentence. Yet he's in here, which is like a country club compared to other prisons. And we've got a tennis court and a swimming pool and get 3 good meals a day. And that's wrong. But the encouraging thing, I don't want to be down on everything, is that you can tell the government that I believe from watching in there, the new parole system is working. Everyone in there, well, that's all they talk about because, I mean, there'll still be disasters like the Luke Batty case, which we watched in there, but it's working. People now believe their minimum sentence is going to be minimum plus. And so the new parole board, people are scared of it in there, and so it's working. Not really. When I went for some long walks alone down by what they call the Bridge of the Damned, where in one place across the creek, that's where the worst sex offenders are kept, although out in the daytime, that's where they are at night, get a bit tired. But the staff were fantastic. They're overworked. This place here is going to have more than 500 inmates in the next few months. So, now, there's a man, I will never use his name in print or in person. It's, from now on in, he's going to be JMK in my book, Jill Mars Killer. And he and I were the same prison on the same floor doing the same routine. They'd let me out for 1 hour to walk, take me guarded downstairs and walk for 1 hour from 8 till 9. Then they'd take me up and lock me up, and they'd take him out of his cell next, just nearby, and he'd go down for his 1 hour. I must admit, I said at one stage, I need it for 2 weeks. If he's doing it for 35 years, I hope. I'm still waiting to get to my... Okay, I just want to get to my first warm bed, not a hard bed, a decent pillow, and all of that. And I've told a judge I'll try and find other ways to do it. And it's too early to say. You never tell. I mean, you never know what stupid laws are going to be passed or what stupid judges are going to do. I'll tell you one thing, that I've done 50 days, and I'd happily say that's 50 of the 1,000
that Magistrate Simon Cooper should have said when he got charged. All right, I'll come back. Okay.
All right, leave Darren there. He's going to come back to us in a few moments' time. What we'll do is we'll take a break and we'll see how Darren is set up.
Yep.
We'll play a song here. If not, we'll go to James Packer.
Yeah, sure.
We've got James Packer and Darren Hinch. Two big stories
big
in the
stories.
Next 20 minutes. Stick with us. Do not touch that dial on Triple M's Hot Breakfast. It's all going to happen. That was Darren talking to a doorstop interview with all the journos. He'll speak to us one-on-one in a few moments' time. We'll get the real insight of what's happened. He sounded a bit frazzled, old Darren, there.